It's Kevin McCullough on AM 970, The Answer.
You're listening to the Friday weekending edition of Kevin McCullough Radio, and the stakes couldn't be greater. Stay with us.
Fusion. Amplifying truth. And pursuing clarity.
Kevin McCullough, now.
Before we're done, my final thoughts on what is happening to my dearly beloved industry of radio. We'll get to that. Actor Ray Vandro Boudreau will be with us before we're done. Kayleigh McEnany in the green room, ADF defending our liberties, and we start with Governor Mike Huckabee. It's all right now on Kevin McCullough Radio.
Something interesting is happening with this.
Kevin McCullough, let me start with you.
I found this thing at townhall.com by Kevin McCullough.
The big dog has come out of nowhere.
Kevin McCullough.
I just want to help people think.
Nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
He is playing the role
as well as anybody could.
Kevin McCullough is a nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
The odds are he's right.
It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
Well, I got to tell you, the president's, he had his time away, and now that he's back, I think people were thinking he wasn't paying attention. I think he was paying attention. Welcome to a Friday. Kevin McCullough, a lot to get to. Governor Mike Huckabee is, of course, one of the longest-serving governors in American history, and someone who was a two-time presidential candidate. He was a top-rated Fox News host. In fact, his show was so hot on Fox News that when they replayed it on Sunday night, the only thing it lost in the ratings to was the first time it aired on Saturday nights, which was kind of cool. But outside of all of that, he's now known simply as Sarah's dad, and he's proud to be so. Governor Huckabee, it's good to have you back. Thanks for being with us.
Thank you, Kevin. Great to be here. And the other night, while I was munching on Chick-fil-A, my daughter was having dinner with the Queen, so I had to say, life ain't fair.
I saw your Instagram or Twitter post, one of the two, and Sarah just looked spectacular in that formal red that she was in, and whatever officer of the British Empire was on her arm escorting her to her seat. And I thought, man, that's what a proud dad. I could just imagine how how hard your heart was thumping at that moment, thinking, you know. And I'm on the other end of that journey. My little Charlotte's only four, and I've got, you know, a little ways to go. But man, I was projecting right into your space at that moment. Hey, let's talk about another.
Exactly, by the way, Prince Michael, just so you know, and he looked a lot like Sean Connery.
He did, Trebek. Let's talk about another female that was on this side of the water making headlines for saying that she felt like the president should be in prison. Nancy's crazy at times, but for Speaker Pelosi, this was kind of beyond the pale. And now you say on Twitter today, she's really opened up a target on herself. What do you mean?
Kevin, you and I have talked about the fact that when Trump respects somebody, he doesn't brand them or label them. But once he loses respect, he gives them a brand and it sticks with them, and they wish they didn't have it. And I've remarked that one of the few people that he had not branded was Nancy Pelosi. I said, because he respected her as a very capable politician, somebody who understood the game and played the inside game very well. Well, she went off the rails this week, and even though she thought her comments were private behind closed doors with the Democratic caucus, they were not publicly spoken remarks. But there's no such thing as a private remark anymore. Nobody honors that. And she should have known better. She didn't. She talked about the president ought to be in prison. That went viral, and just as one could expect, the president did not just say, oh, well, what an interesting thought. He fired back, and now he's branded her as Nervous Nancy. It's going to stick. It'll be her worst nightmare, and she'll wish she had never made that comment.
Well, you know what's interesting about that is that there's already kind of that speculation that she can't quite find her words fast enough, that there's a certain degree of delay in response. The viral video that went viral because somebody made a joke out of it saying she slurred her speech. There's a little bit of basis for all of that. And to have this now brand kind of sit on top of this nervous appearance that may or may not even be a reality is really a powerful marketing ploy. And I do know that if the president knows anything, he knows how to market a message.
Well, he does. And this whole Nervous Nancy, think about it. When she's at the podium, she often hesitates and kind of mumbles and bumbles through a sentence to get started as if she is nervous. Now, right. Every time she speaks, people will be looking for that. It's the same thing that he did when he branded Jab as low energy. It didn't matter. Jeb could have stood on the stage waving his arms, doing backflips, and people would have said, they didn't do that very energetically. Because he's been branded. It's over. Once you've been successfully branded, you're stuck. And she's stuck now. She'll wish she had never done that.
Yeah, no, it'll be interesting to see how that plays out. Let's talk about another Democrat that's now, I think, going to encounter some legitimate criticism. Joe Biden announcing within the last 24 hours that the Hyde Amendment is now dead to him. He supported it from his early time in the U.S. Senate and defended it all the way through his time in the Obama administration. Use it in arguments. Well, you know, we'll never use taxpayer dollars to fund abortion. And now all of a sudden he has said, nope, it's the right thing to do to take people's tax money and to provide abortions with that on a taxpayer basis. Your reaction to Joe Biden's latest flippity floppity?
Well, I'm going to give Joe Biden a brand. I'm going to call him Cap Joe, C-A-P, copy and paste, because his new M.O. is that he just figures out something somebody else has said. He likes it. He copies it. He pastes it into his speeches. He's been doing this his entire political career. But now the Internet makes it much easier to catch him at it. This latest turn, though, proves one thing. There no longer is any room whatsoever for a pro-life Democrat in their party. They just don't exist. There's not one single candidate running for president on the Democratic side who even has even a close acceptance of a pro-life respect. I mean, when you're all abandoning the Hyde Amendment, which overwhelmingly American citizens of both parties don't believe taxpayers ought to fund abortion, but the Democratic slate of presidential candidates all believe that taxpayers should, and they shouldn't just fund the abortion, they ought to fund the abortion up until the moment of birth, and some believe even beyond the moment of birth. This election next year is going to be not about Donald Trump and not about Joe Biden or whoever the Democratic is. It's going to be whether or not we believe that infanticide is a legitimate thing that our government and our citizenry and our civilization ought to endorse.
Yeah, I don't think that can be overstated, Governor, and I've been saying it more often on Twitter of recent, but there seems to be an insatiable appetite for dead babies that Democrats just can't cut themselves loose from. And at every turn, you kind of think, well, they have a chance maybe here to moderate a position. Nope. Every single time it is leftward and it is more deadly. And what's interesting about that move, Gov, is that you've got increasingly more classes of incoming college freshmen now going on about 10 years that have been increasingly pro-life in their worldview. And that may not mean that they want to ban abortion in every instance, but they certainly believe that once a heartbeat is detected, once a viability question is answered, that those are actual human beings that deserve the right to life. And the Democratic leadership and all of the presidential candidates are going directly the opposite direction.
Well, the Democrats love to talk about their love of science, but the truth is the science has made the pro-life position the only defensible position.
Right.
Because we know when life begins. We know about DNA. We understand about heartbeat. We have much better understanding about the origins of life, the significance of when human development takes place. And for now, the Democrats to be arguing that it's not a human life, even after the moment of birth, really flies in the face of the most obvious science we've had probably in our lifetime.
Well, and realizing that it is going to be a great showdown in 2020. And I think that I just don't think there's going to be much of a choice. Like if you have any degree of moral backbone, I mean, you saw what happened in the California Democratic Convention last week. One of their candidates tried to tell them that socialism doesn't work. And another one tried to tell them that Medicare for all would bankrupt us. They weren't saying, you know, we're terrible because we're embracing these. But they said, I just want to tell you the truth. We can't pursue those policies and do what we need to do, even though we believe in universal health care or whatever. Boot off the stage completely, 100%. And that is indication that even the Democratic base cannot be told the truth when even their own people are the ones telling them the truth. Anyway, Governor, real quickly, what's on the big Huckabee Today broadcast on TBN this weekend?
Well, we have a remarkable story of a school teacher who got fired because she posted the personal view, not in class, but her personal view that Western civilization has been a great gift to the world. Now, think about that. She was fired because she said that. If she'd have said Western civilization was a disaster, she would have kept her job. But she lost her job because she actually thought that something wow. about our culture is worthy. Her story is one of the many things we have on our show, plus Neil McCoy, country music artist, and much more. I hope people will watch.
Saturday and Sunday night, 8 and 11, only on TBN. It is Huckabee, and we are grateful to have Governor Mike Huckabee with us on Friday. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, Kevin.
Talk to you soon. It's Kevin McCullough Radio. Straight ahead, Alliance Defending Freedom continues our defense of freedom this month. Did you know that someone that the Supreme Court has already vindicated has been found guilty by state-level court again? Why they are on the case, we'll talk about it. Plus, Kaylee McEnany and Ray Boudreau are with us before we're done tonight. It is Kevin McCullough Radio. Stay with us.
Hugh Hewitt believes the Mueller report is incoherent.
I get wound up about this. The report was incomprehensible. It's actually indecipherable. News organizations are divided on something as basic as whether or not there are 10 or 11 specific fact patterns reviewed in Part 11. That's how badly it's written. And it's profoundly irresponsible. He fumbled the ball badly. Badly.
The Hugh Hewitt Show. Weekday mornings at 3, right before Joe Piscopo at 6 on AM 970. The Answer.
Buying a home requires a lending partner who can help you navigate through the mortgage process. A Citizens Bank loan officer can help answer all your questions and help you select the products you need in a clear and personal way. So the next time you have a question about home financing, call 212-857-6668, 212-857-6668, and ask a Citizen. Mortgages are offered and originated by Citizens Bank N.A., NMLS number 433960, Equal Housing Lender.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. It's my privilege to be in a partnership with the Alliance Defending Freedom. ADF is on the front lines fighting for your right to freely live out your faith every single day. And that's why you're going to start hearing these Freedom Minutes here on Kevin McCullough Radio. Here's Bob Trent with more of this one.
Joanna and Brianna threw all their energy into launching a custom artwork business. But little did they know, a city law jeopardized their ability to create freely and even their ability to stay in business. Hi, I'm Bob Trent, and this is your Freedom Minute. Shortly after opening their company, Brush and Nib, Joanna and Brianna learned they could spend up to 6 months in jail and pay as much as $2,500 per day for each day they choose to create art that doesn't violate their religious beliefs. Thanks to your support, Alliance Defending Freedom represented Brianna and Joanna this January as they asked the Arizona State Supreme Court to stop Phoenix from enforcing its law to require them to create art contrary to their artistic and religious beliefs. Would you help us to protect the freedom of creative professionals? Visit yourfreedomfund.org to give today. That's yourfreedomfund.org.
If you'd like to give to the Freedom Fund to help defend your freedom and provide the resources needed to fight these critical court battles, please call 800-569-1559. That's 800-569-1559. Or visit the website, freedomfund.org. Yourfreedomfund.org. That's yourfreedomfund.org. Hi, Kevin McCullough. Have you ever had a legal question pertaining to elder law or estate law? Well, every Thursday during Kevin McCullough Radio, you hear from Mike Connors of Connors and Sullivan Attorneys at Law answering a listener's actual question. Simply email that question to askmikeconnors@gmail.com or call Mike's office at 718-238-6500. And don't forget to tune in to Ask the Lawyer with Mike Connors Saturday mornings at 8 a.m. on AM 570 The Mission and Sunday mornings on AM 970 The Answer at 11.
Listen to Joe Piscopo in the morning, weekdays at 6. Mike Gallagher at 10 on AM 970 The Answer. Unelected judges and left-wing progressives seek to eliminate your freedoms. The Alliance Defending Freedom fights for you in our nation's courtrooms. Kevin McCullough fights for those freedoms on the air every single day. It's the Freedom Defense Update, exclusively at Kevin McCullough Radio.
And our month of defending freedom continues here at Kevin McCullough Radio and our flagship station, AM 970, The Answer in New York. We are continuing this effort because the fight continues. You may not know Baronelle Stutzman's name, but you probably know her story at least a little bit. And David Cortman is back with us. He's senior counsel and vice president of U.S. litigation. He was actually just with us earlier this week. But David, we got word yesterday that Baronelle's case had rebubbled to the top, and it's very important that we stay on top of what's happening. So tell us a little bit about what the Baronelle Stutzman case was about, what happened in the courts, why that should have had an impact, and where we go from here.
Sure. This is one of those cases that's been ongoing for over 6 years now. And Baronelle Stutzman is a florist, a professional florist out of Washington. It's been the family business for over 40 years. She's a grandmother now and loves what she does. And what's interesting is this is another one of those stories. People say, oh, they discriminate against people. What she serves everyone. In fact, the gentleman that ended up suing her, she is best friends with. She says all the time, even now afterward, that I love him and I wish he would come back to my store. And what happened was is she has served him for over about 10 years for all different types of events. He came to her a few years back and said, look, I'm getting into a same-sex marriage. Would you create the flowers and participate in my wedding for this ceremony? And she said, look, I love you, Rob, but because of my relationship with Jesus, I'm unable to do so, but I can refer you to a different florist. Well, the state of Washington found out that through social media, and the Washington Attorney General then went after Baronelle with all guns blazing. So basically filed a lawsuit against her. This lawsuit is both in her, as a member of the business, represent the business, and personally, they went after her.
Now, I want to pause you right there, David. So it wasn't her customer and her friend Rob that brought this action. This was the state hearing about it and deciding to level both barrels at her just because they didn't like the way she handled it.
That's right. And the way it started was there was no complaint filed by Rob. They were friends. And then the AG went after her. And then later on, the ACLU came in and convinced Rob to file a lawsuit. So now both the state is going after Baronelle and the ACLU along with her former customer. And so what happened was is we litigated the case through the state court and ended up losing there. Went up to the Supreme Court, and people may be familiar with Jack Phillips and the Masterpiece case around the same time.
Right.
Well, after we won the Masterpiece case at the Supreme Court also took Baronelle's case and said, look, we want you, Washington State Supreme Court, to take another look at this in light of what we just ruled upon in Masterpiece. So go back. You got it wrong. Look at the opinion again in reflecting what we did here. And that's the opinion that just came the other day.
And in essence, the Washington State Supreme Court reissued their original ruling without calling any witnesses, without really doing any type of procedure at all.
Well, no hearing, no evidence, no anything. And what was most remarkable about it is when the Supreme Court looks at your case and says, look, you got it wrong. We have new precedent here. Go back and examine it. They know the underlying facts of the case. Well, the Washington Supreme Court said, no, there's nothing to see here. And after spending a few pages on saying that, they actually cut and pasted the entire original opinion from several years ago and just reissued it. So basically just ignoring what the Supreme Court just told them to do.
Now, what will the Supreme Court likely do in light of this?
Well, it's our hope. So you have to go through the process. So we now are filing briefs to go back to the United States Supreme Court, asking them to take the case again and basically saying, look, the Washington State Supreme Court just ignored you and going through that process again. So it's our hope. I mean, we're optimistic that the court's not going to appreciate that. The Supreme Court will take it up again. And then in light of its ruling in Masterpiece, say, no, you went too far. You're targeting religion. You're hostile to religion. And this is something that shouldn't be able to stand.
And this is free speech and freedom of religion and the right to your own beliefs. And if Baronelle loses, if Washington State is successful, she would lose everything, her home, her life savings, her business, all of it.
She will. And included in the case is attorney fees for the other side. So, for example, the ACLU have been litigating this case for 6, 7, 8 years, depending on how long it lasts. It's enough to completely bankrupt her. And what people need to understand, what's important about this type of case is it's not about which side you are on the marriage debate or any issue. The position we're taking on behalf of Baronelle is, look, everybody has free speech rights. And the government shouldn't force you to participate in any type of ceremony, especially a sacred ceremony like a marriage, or participate to advance any message that you disagree with, whichever side of the line you fall on. And so this principle that we're fighting for protects everyone, regardless of what your views are.
Yeah, well, it's so important. And friends, your gift today helps preserve that, helps keep the ADF going forward, helps them lean in on these cases where there are multi-millionaire and billionaire donors keeping the other side going, states with endless tax pockets being able to go after private citizens and use the full power and treasury of a government to do so. Friends, it's very intimidating. And that's why these cases are brought, to intimidate the individual into succumbing and into giving up their rights. But when you give a gift to Alliance Defending Freedom today, you're helping that pushback happen. You're helping them not only win for the individual, but win precedent in the courts that then impact many more people. David, address that for a second.
Yeah, I mean, that's you know, these type of cases, and, you know, we talk about individual cases because they're representative, but these cases are going on across the entire country in all different circumstances. And what's interesting here is Baronell was just going about her life. What's interesting, she has gay employees. They all speak so highly of her. She's the sweetest grandmother you ever want to meet. Again, she loves her customers, especially, you know, this one. And she was minding her own business when the government came after her. So it wasn't like she was out there advocating or marching or doing anything. They basically came after her. And that's what happens, you know, whether it's the fire chief we've talked about, whether it's the baker, whether it's the photographer, the florist. You know, they actually are, both the left and the government are going after people simply because they have either a religious background or they believe marriage is between a man and a woman or whatever the subject may have you. And I don't think you want that type of precedent, because tomorrow it may be your views that are unpopular.
Right.
And that's exactly what the First Amendment is there to protect. The popular views don't need protection. It's only those that come under fire that do.
800-569-1559. Just literally a little old grandma who just loves her customers and loves her people, minding her own business. And one day the state of Washington said, you know what? You're going to pay everything because you believe something. It's not right. 800-569-1559. Give a gift right now. 800-569-1559. You can also go to am970theanswer.com and give a gift by clicking on the ADF banner there at the top of the page, if you would do that and be so kind. David Kortman, Senior Legal Counsel for ADF, thank you for being with us.
All right. Good being on again.
Kevin McCullough, coming right back.
Tune in every Saturday at noon for Healthline with Dr. Bob Marshall, Ph.D., and get answers to all your health-related questions. That's Healthline with Dr. Bob Marshall, Ph.D., Saturdays at noon on AM 970, The Answer.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. Did you know back in 2010 there was a law that was passed in the United States, and it gives the authority to the government, actually a specific entity within the Federal Reserve, to be able to seize portions of your 401ks, IRAs, and bank accounts. That's right, I said 401ks, IRAs, and your bank accounts. It sounds scary. This has already happened in 8 other countries across the last 7 years. But I want you to get the facts about how you can protect yourself from allowing the government to do this when you receive the new white paper titled The Coming Bail-In. It's a free gift from my friends at Landmark Capital. See how all this was set up to help manage our out-of-control national debt, and learn how to protect your future and your hard-earned money by investing those funds into precious metals. Not all of them, just a portion. So when the bail-in happens, you have peace of mind. Call Landmark today at 844-604-2575. That's 844-604-2575, and visit them online at landmarkgold.com.
Business owners, the strongest selling proposition is to get your customer into your store in front of your product. Now you can do that digitally everywhere with Salem Surround. Digital marketing that puts your products and services on people's computers, tablets, and mobile phones everywhere. There are no limitations on where you can reach customers. Salem Surround. Total market penetration for increased ROI.
Learn more by logging on to surroundnewyork.com. Surroundnewyork.com. Connecting you with new customers.
You love them enough to do anything for them.
Mom, I need to be wiped.
Coming. Including checking NHTSA.gov/the right seat to make sure they're in the right car seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Listen to us anywhere. TuneIn.com, iHeartRadio.com. Get the app at AM97TheAnswer.com.
Who better to keep an eye on the swamp? Take a Harvard law grad and someone who knows the media underbelly like the back of her hand. National Press Secretary for the Donald J. Trump 2020 presidential campaign, Kayleigh McEnany, exclusively on Kevin McCullough Radio.
Republicans should love what I'm doing because I view tariffs in two phases. Number one, it's great to negotiate with because people don't want to be tariffed for coming into the United States. They don't want that.
Yeah, well, and there's a lot of discussion about whether or not they have been working. And if you'd read some of the press over the last couple of days this week, it's been like, oh, these tariffs are a disaster. They're not working at all. Hey, guess what? New York Times today, not only did it appear in the paper, they put it in their briefing email that came out at like 6 a.m. But all that and more we'll get into with Kayleigh McEnany. She is, of course, the spokesperson for the Trump 2020 effort. She left the GOP party kind of in the same position. And prior to that, a Harvard-educated attorney and former contributor to various cable networks, Fox News and CNN, foremost among them. Kayleigh, it's always good to talk to you on Friday. Thanks for being here. Real quickly, before we go back to the tariffs and the immigration issue, Joe Biden basically saying that he now believes taxpayer money should be used to force people to pay for people's for other persons' abortions. I'm just curious your reaction to his reversal on a longstanding position he's had with the Hyde Amendment.
Yeah, it's a radical position. The Hyde Amendment is something that is just routinely a part of every budget. It's approved, again, routinely. Democratic Party used to agree with this. Now they don't. But what is so striking about Biden is he came out, said he was against the Hyde Amendment. This was about 7 days ago. Then he said he was for it because that has been his longstanding position, as was the position of the Democratic Party. Now he is back to being against it. So you had, I'm not sure what the additional flip-flop of a flip-flop would be, but maybe a double flip-flop from Joe Biden here. But it's striking. It really is how radical the Democratic Party has become.
Well, considering his issues with flipping and flopping and fondling and all the rest of it, it's been a bad week for Joe Biden. So he's going to, and I think there's more bad weeks in store for him. And it's kind of telling because, you know, they're really cutting back on his public appearances and he just can't draw a crowd. Kayleigh, I keep hearing from people that that's nothing to worry about. But those all same people said that about the Hillary campaign in 2016. And meanwhile, the president was packing houses to the rafters and they couldn't be contained.
Yeah, that's right. You know, Joe Biden has really lost it. He's someone who was never good at being a politician, lost two presidential races previously in the primaries. And he has consistently been someone who's been accused of plagiarism during his first run, again during his third run. He's gaffe-prone, and I think he's lost it even more, what little he had. And you compare that, as you said, to the president racking up these crowds. We never have to worry about crowds at the Trump rallies. They're always guaranteed, and they're miles and miles long.
Well, and I keep thinking the thing that I've told my listeners to watch for is what's going to happen in the Rust Belt. And the Rust Belt is the same. That's the same people that would have been Henry Hyde Amendment supporters. Rust Belt voters go to church. They pay their taxes. Yeah, they want some big government. Yeah, they want some union involvement in their life. They choose things that I wouldn't necessarily choose. But that doesn't mean they're crazy radical wackos off to the left lane as fast and as hard as they can. And the Hyde Amendment would have been one of the things that would have distinguished Joe Biden from the rest of the crowd because all the others already have rejected it. And this is just another slap at the Rust Belt voter that they so desperately need to win back in order to win.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And something I've said, our communications director has said, is you cannot be a moderate in today's Democratic primary. And reporters always say back to us, oh, well, yeah, you can look at Joe Biden. And we've said, just wait, just give it time. He will be as radical as his peers. And look, you can't even survive a primary today and embracing a mainstream position of taxpayer dollars not going to abortion. This doesn't even affect abortion at the legal level. All it says is that money, taxpayer money, should not go to this controversial issue,
which Americans overwhelmingly support and believe in. All right, let's talk about the tariffs. There's been back and forth reporting, but as of this morning, the New York Times, of all places, not just in their paper, but in their morning briefing, saying that the Mexican tariffs are actually working, and the proposal that Mexico has put forward seems rather a big win for Trump if he accepts it. Lots of terms and conditions. 6,000 Mexican soldiers going to the southern border to enforce their southern border. Thousands more that are required then to seek asylum in Mexico because it's the first country of passage. And that would become kind of the expectation throughout the rest of Central America. I mean, Kaylee, if we get this, this is a big win for the president.
Certainly. And we'll see if he accepts those conditions. He's been very clear that he wants Mexico to fully stop in any way they can the 100,000 individuals crossing their country to come to our southern border. So we'll see if this is enough for the president. But you're exactly right that this is working. Those who have criticized the tariffs, they just don't understand the art of the deal, that these tariffs are not something the president wants to go forward, but it is a means to an end, to securing our border, ending the drugs coming across, ending the criminals that are coming across, and restoring law and order. So yeah. This is a smart move, and I'm glad the Times is at least recognizing it.
Follow her on Twitter at Kaylee McEnany. Kaylee, have a great weekend. It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
Joe Walsh is not afraid to call out Washington.
Do we even have a Congress anymore? I'm actually serious. Josh Misty, somebody run roughshod over our 2,900 interns. See if you can get an answer to that question. Do we still have a Congress? Because I don't know anymore.
The Joe Walsh Radio Program. Weeknights at 9, right before Eric Metaxas at 11 on AM 970. The Answer.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. It moved me all day on the observance of D-Day this week. I was just riveted to the sacrifice, the character, the integrity, the real example of our veterans. What they paid in terms of a personal price, memories and trauma and all kinds of things that they suffered in World War II and invading on D-Day. And we live free because of them. But did you know that since 9/11, 140,000 more uniformed veterans have lost their lives? And it's not because of the 6,000 that died in combat in Iraqi freedom or response to the World Trade Center bombings. No, these are 140,000 that for the most part have lost their lives because they've taken them. 22 veterans a day, in fact, taking their own lives. And we need to put an end to this. And now there's someone that's ready to do something about it. In fact, they're sending out the call and asking you to respond. The answer is Gold Shield. Gold Shield is a merchant incentive program where a merchant puts a Gold Shield up at their register or in their store window, on their storefront in some way. And when people see it, they know that that store is committed to helping to end veteran suicide. If you're a merchant, why don't you sign up? I think it costs all of 75 cents to be a Gold Shield merchant. You get the Gold Shields. You can put them in your store. You can proudly display them. Then when anybody asks, you can say, we are sending a portion of our proceeds to the Gold Shield program to help end veteran suicide. And Gold Shield doesn't receive any of the monies. They go directly to 501c3 organizations that are ending veteran suicide as we speak it. There is no middleman that takes any cut of it. 100% of the donations go straight to the cause. They're also doing great work in cancer research, so check that out. But here's the number, 888-526-9111. And get to thegoldshield.us. If a visit to Israel has been on your bucket list, now is the time to plan your trip with AM 970 The Answer. Experience something that will forever change you. The Stand With Israel Tour is happening December 2nd through the 11th of 2019 with nationally syndicated media hosts Dennis Prager and Mike Gallagher. Come along for an all-inclusive 10-day trip to Israel where you'll experience insights into Israel's fascinating past and promising future. We'll introduce you to the geopolitical, economic, and spiritual dynamics of a truly remarkable nation. We'll take you behind the scenes to explore the places you've only read and heard about. The Western Wall, the Sea of Galilee, the Dead Sea, and so much more. You can experience all this firsthand. Expert guides, important lectures at key sites by Dennis Prager, and you'll be surrounded by luxury and safety. Look forward to something special in your life. Stand With Israel, December 2nd through the 11th of 2019. For details about this all-inclusive trip, visit am970theanswer.com. That's am970theanswer.com.
I want you to sleep in. I want you to cool down, and I want you to have the home of your dreams. I'm Alyssa Walters, CEO and daughter of family-owned and run BlindsGalore.com. My mom, Shelley,
hi, everyone,
and I have been working together for as long as I can remember, We've never settled for mediocre, and you shouldn't either. We're tough customers, but we love to say wow when it's worth it. That's why we built Blinds Galore. To give you designer blinds, shades, drapery, and shutters without the designer price. Get free samples, free shipping, and all the free design help you desire. Our in-house team of experts can help you online or over the phone every step of the way. Plus, you're free to exchange your custom blinds or shades for any reason. It's that simple. We've been doing this for nearly 20 years and want you to take pride in your window treatments. It's your home after all. You'll love the view.
We promise.
Just go to blindsgalore.com. That's blindsgalore.com.
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org, brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
AM 970,
The Answer.
Everywhere I go.
Happening in New York or across the globe. Learn why it matters first on Kevin McCullough Radio.
You know, I think we're all Americans. I think we all have different views. I think that to paint Hollywood as all liberals, I think is wrong.
That is the voice and the thoughts of my next guest, Ray Boudreau, who rejoins us. And he hasn't been with me on air, but rejoins me in person. We were actually able to be at the Manhattan GOP opportunity together earlier this year that John Catsimatidis and his daughter AJ hosted, of course. And Ray, it was good to see you there. It's good to meet you. Our mutual friend Matt Rich brought us together, and I'm glad he did, because I got to catch a little bit of that appearance that you had with Varney and Company that Alex got that soundbite from last week. And I really appreciate what you're about. Thanks for being here.
No, thanks for having me. Happy Friday to you and your audience. It was great meeting you as well. The New York GOP event is always a good one. The Catsimatidis, who doesn't love them?
Yeah, no kidding. They're the greatest. Hey, let's talk a lot about what you're a filmmaker now, but you've done stuff beforehand. And one of the things that you that I'm guessing is really one of the highlights of your life is being able to help in the construction of the World Trade Center 9/11 Memorial. Talk to us about your role in that.
Sure. I still have a construction company. That's the engine that drives the bus. I build high rises here in New York City, doing reinforced steel and concrete. The gem in my crown is building the World Trade Center 9/11 Memorial.
Now, what do you make of the mayor wanting all new structures to go uber green?
I think he's uber stupid. it's just an exercise of futility. It's him trying to grab headlines. It's not a realistic expectation.
Right. Now, you say that construction is the engine that that drives everything. You're a filmmaker now, and you've had a chance to work on a few things, but your most successful film to date has just come out in theaters. Talk to me a little bit about the idea behind the film called The Public.
So, yeah, The Public was a great movie. Emilio Estevez, one of my, I was a huge fan growing up watching Breakfast Club and St. Elmo's Fire and, Young Guns. And, he wrote this script about a dozen years ago. It just never got made. It kicked around from this studio to that studio. And, it just struggled, as movies do. And then it landed on my desk, and I met Emilio when I was filming my first movie 3 years ago called Clapper. And we chatted about it. And then, time went on, and we wound up deciding to work together to make this movie and get to tell this story. We had a phenomenal cast, Alec Baldwin, Taylor Schilling, Jeffrey Wright, Gabrielle Union, Michael K. Williams, Christian Slater. And it's always such an honor to work with like these such talented people that I've been watching and enjoying watching them on film and television for years.
Right. Well, and that's got to be one of the fun things about making the film. But it's also probably a lot of fun to tell a good story. And while I haven't seen the film, and I'd like to soon, the trailer itself is pretty compelling. And you talk about a cast. You just ripped them off. But, man, I'm just saying it is a stellar all-star lineup that you've got.
Yeah, we got some star power, and it's an entertaining movie that, you know, and this is the exact kind of movie. I started the company. I got the idea for the production company 3.5 years ago. You know, I did well in construction. I'm still relatively young. And I said, well, what do I do next? And the only thing I ever wanted to do I hadn't done yet was be in film and television. And I said, no, I'm going to take a run at it. And you know, I'm going to put forth the effort and see where it takes me. And it's taken me to the public, which is the exact kind of movie you want to be making. It's right. Entertaining, you know, it's telling a story that needs to be told and telling it in an entertaining way, not taking sides and not taking a position, just telling an entertaining story that I believe should be told.
Yeah.
You know, to hopefully start a conversation and to hopefully shine a bright light in a dark place.
As a studio head, do you think that the best purpose that movies can foster is to begin that dialogue or to try to bring people to a conclusion? Like when you think Hollywood's doing its best work, how do you think it most impacts the culture?
Well, I mean, there's different ways to look at it. There's the movie, the entertaining movie that has a message. That tells an interesting story. I like it. But then there's also just entertaining movies that just, you know, that are there to like just let you escape for 2 hours or 90 minutes into a different world.
Or as my boys like to remind me, for Endgame, maybe 3.5 hours.
I just seen it last weekend with my daughter. She had seen it already, but I wound up going to the theater with her, and she watched it again as I watched it for the first time. Dances with Wolves was 3 hours, too.
Yeah, that's true.
Back in the day, you know. And that was, you know, it was a classic.
Well, depending on how well the story is told, it can be that long and not really feel that long. And I think that's what you're talking about, is telling great stories but with great expertise.
Absolutely. You know, I've seen Denzel Washington, and it's not just a movie. I've seen him in The Iceman Cometh. I seen he was on Broadway. I bought the tickets, impulse shop. I love Denzel. I didn't realize it was 4 hours long. And I was like, I was petrified the night before when I realized it was 4 hours long. And when I tell you, I sat through that show and it went by in a blink because it was so entertaining. Whether it be movies, Broadway, you know, concert, whatever it is, if it captures you and it, you know, the time just flies by.
Right. Well, Ray, congratulations on The Public. It is now playing, and friends, you can check out more info, of course, at...
It'll be coming out on DVD and DVR on July 2nd. So
wow.
Keep an eye out for it.
I will definitely.
Soon enough.
And more information at LTD Films, Living the Dream. That's what Ray said when we got him on the phone today. I said, how you doing? He said, I'm living the dream. I said, that's great. LTDfilms.nyc for more info. LTDfilms.nyc. Ray Boudreau, thank you for making time for us today.
Thanks so much for having me. Have a great day.
Have a great weekend. Kevin McCullough coming right back. My final thought of the day is next. Hi, Kevin McCullough. Have you ever had a legal question pertaining to elder law or estate law? Well, every Thursday during Kevin McCullough Radio, you hear from Mike Connors of Connors & Sullivan Attorneys at Law answering a listener's actual question. Simply email that question to askmikeconnors@gmail.com or call Mike's office at 718-238-6500. And don't forget to tune in to Ask the Lawyer with Mike Connors Saturday mornings at 8 a.m. on AM 570 The Mission and Sunday mornings on AM 970 The Answer at 11.
We all know the secret to the best Italian food is the sauce. And no one has sauce as good as Michael's of Brooklyn. Their sauce is made from scratch using only the best ingredients. But don't take our word for it. Stop at any of your local supermarkets and pick up a jar or listen to the Joe Episcopo Morning Show every Wednesday for a chance to win a whole case of Michael's delicious, authentic, and fresh sauce. You can also enter online at am970theanswer.com. That's am970theanswer.com. Good luck!
What drives a business? Construction and real estate. Get the inside story from the experts on planning, engineering, government relations, and more. Don't miss Constructive Conversations with the Builders Institute, Saturday night at 7:30 on AM 970, The Answer.
Since the moment you were born, I've made 1,000 wishes that no matter what you do in this life, you keep doing. Inspire kids to do at 4-H.org.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. You know, just this week I was feeling a little bit run down, and I just had had such a stressful couple of days, especially to start the week with, that I upped my dosage of my Balance of Nature, my fruits and veggies that I take in capsule form. And I got to tell you, I didn't skip a beat. Like, there were a lot of things that I had to close out the week to get to and to have done. And I've just been able to power through. In fact, I had so much energy the other night. I was working until much later into the night than I realized. And when I looked at what time it was, it's time to go to bed. Do you have that kind of energy? If not, you need to be on Balance of Nature, because they're not only going to help you have more energy, they're going to help you get well. They're going to help you stay well. They're going to help you feel better. And right now you can get 30% off and free shipping if you call and you just use my promo code. 800-246-8751 is the number. 800-246-8751. 30% off plus free shipping. Come on, it doesn't get any better than that. 800-246-8751. 800-246-8751. And use either there or at balanceofnature.com. Use the promo code. The answer. That's 800-246-8751.
Hey, my friend's retail store was the victim of IoT password theft.
Yep. Cybercriminals are taking over security cameras, payment systems, and other IoT devices by exploiting vulnerabilities.
What if they target us and our dispersed network?
We're secured with Barracuda. We have advanced firewalls for our sites, enhanced security for our cloud infrastructure, and total email protection.
Such a relief.
Protect your business at Barracuda.com. Barracuda, your journey secured. Jay Sekulow Live is next on AM 970, The Answer. What you need to know when you need it. It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
Well, we thank you once again for making us your choice all week long as you have many different things pulling at you throughout your drive home, throughout your afternoons. I am just grateful that you spend it with Kevin McCullough Radio and continuing to tell others to do so. In fact, if you're in the New York City area and you're not waking up with the Salem media outlets here, AM 570 The Mission or AM 970 The Answer, you're just missing out on a ton, especially if you're a news talk junkie. And the Joe Piscopo Show, which has had its biggest growth in its ratings since its inception in the last 12 months, and just killing it in morning drive. I'm so grateful for those guys because they help help set the table for the rest of us that follow afterwards. And of course, stay with us 24 hours a day, because there's so much good that we've got coming your way. But I wanted to just real quickly, if you missed my segment with Kaylee McEnany, just touch on this one last time. That report that I referred to, that Mexico and U.S. have made progress towards averting the tariffs, this is proof that the president's plan works, because we are this much closer to having Mexico take on all of that responsibility, stopping much of that immigration before it ever gets to our borders. And if this current plan goes through, that's going to be a huge thing. Now, what would we save some of that money and maybe spend it on? Well, how about this? For $35,000 a night, you could get a room with a view to view Earth from outer space. Big story today coming across the wires, The Independent in the UK. Talking about a space station opening soon for tourists. It'll cost about $50 million per trip to get there. But $35,000 a night, you can stay in the space station and wake up to a view of Mother Earth out your window. Now, see, that would be pretty exciting. But would it be as exciting as this headline? Alec Baldwin, according to Deadline.com, promising no more Donald Trump sketches. So done with the SNL Trump gig, I can't imagine that I would do it again. You know who's going to be really sad about that? Alec Baldwin. Because the Trump reincarnation is one of the best things that's happened to his career in a long time. Anyway, that's just on the sidebar there. Anyway, Kevin McCullough, thanking you for spending your week with us and hope that you have a great weekend. We'll see you again Monday as we obliterate confusion, amplify truth, pursue clarity. Breaking news as it happens, what it means, and why it matters.